Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this hadith is about the prohibition of forsaking a brother for more than 3 days. Meaning, it's prohibited in Islam to be upset with somebody, to be upset with your brother in faith for more than 3 days. What happens if such a thing happens? Let's look at it. What happens in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No sooner do two Muslims forsake each other and stay like that for 3 days without reconciling, than they are regarded as having left Islam." Meaning the effect of this is that these people would be regarded as having forsaken Islam and as having left the parameters of Islam. Of course, right here, what the Prophet doesn't mean to say that these people are no longer Muslims in the technical and jurisprudential sense of the term, in the sense that they become apostate. No, meaning they have left the spirit of Islam, the true meaning of Islam, the true spirit of Islam. You know, spiritually, we can't really call them Muslims, even though they're technically in the technical and jurisprudential sense of the term. They're Muslim, meaning they're pure, their blood is regarded as being as unlawful, and so on and so forth. All of the rules and regulations of Muslims are applicable to them. But the real meaning and spirit of Islam, they don't have it. And there is no relation between them. So in this situation, what should be done, right? Who should be the first to reconcile? And what would be the reward of the first of these two people who reconciled with one another? The Prophet alludes to this in the end of the tradition when he says, "Whoever of them precedes in speaking to his brother will precede entrance into heaven on the day of judgment." So let's say that you're angry with your friend, right? Your fellow Muslim. Let's assume that he wronged you, Muslim. For example, he oppressed you. He trampled on one of your rights, right? But nevertheless, let's say that you are the first out of both of you to go and to reconcile with your brother in faith. If you do this, Allah will allow you to proceed to heaven before your brother in faith. But let's say that if none of you takes the first step and both of you stay angry with one another, the effect is that, right, you'd be spiritually be said to have left Islam. So this tells us the importance of keeping good relations with one another and to forgive one another. In a similar tradition, the Holy Prophet has been narrated to have said, "Forsaking one's brother for more than 3 days is not allowed." It's not allowed, it's impermissible. And also the Prophet said, "It is not permitted for a believer to desert his brother for more than 3 days." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at forsaking one's brother for more than 3 days and its prohibition in Islam in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.